Well, we start with Lynn and Lucy, okay? Styled Lynn plus Lucy, which is the feature debut from Faisal Bulifa. And let me start by saying I think this is a really standout, important film. It's already one of my favourite films of the year. And it stars Nicola Burley, who has done many film and TV roles, and Roxanne Scrimshaw, who is a complete screen newcomer, who was cast through a casting call on Facebook and is... It's the most remarkable debut performance that I can remember seeing in a very, very long time. So Lynn and Lucy were friends at school. Now they're in their 20-somethings and their lives have differed slightly. Lucy has carried on being a party girl, being scraped off the floor of nightclubs. Lynn, meanwhile, has raised a daughter, but they live in houses opposite each other. But at the beginning of the film, Lucy has had a child, and Lynn is the godmother, and it looks like their lives are in sync again. And then a terrible tragedy befalls the Lucy's new family. And what happens is that Lynn starts to find herself torn between loyalty to her old friend and the suspicions of locals who are kind of looking for a scapegoat about any kind of mistreatment of children. And so what the film then becomes about is it's described by its writer-director as a film about absolute judgments made in an area of ambiguity. And there are a number of questions about what's happening in the film, because the film has a brilliant air of ambiguity all the way through it. And one of the things that's happening in it is that Lucy is suddenly facing up to the fact that she is now a mother, and the life that she had before is not the life that she has now. And on the other hand, we have Lynn, who is now having to go out and get a job for the first time. And since she left school, she's been what she describes as a stay-at-home mum. And now she's having to put herself out in the world. So they're both at transitional periods in their life. Here is a clip just to explain this. This is Lynn going into the hairdressers to apply for a job. And she finds out that she's applying for a job basically from somebody she went to school with whom she had a very antagonistic relationship at school, but to whom she is now effectively asking for menial work. Here's a clip.
So, I know we're mates and everything, but I thought I'd try and keep it professional, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Just looking for your CV. Can't remember seeing it.
Actually, since I was leaving school, I've been a stay-at-home mum.
Oh.
I did a bit of work experience, but this would be my first proper job.
Right, so what made you want to start work now?
You know, Paul was in the military and he got injured, so...
Oh, yeah, oh, God. Did you see, like, loads of dead bodies in that?
No. He wasn't in, like, a war zone or anything. He was doing a training exercise. Yeah, he's taking it quite bad because he thought he was going to be, like, an action hero or something. But now he's just at home.
Right.
So you can hear from that clip that the film has, on the one hand, a kind of, you know, a gritty, down-to-earth realism about it. The performances are very, very natural. The environment is one that you recognise, although it's a kind of anonymous new town. But I was speaking earlier on about how there's two traditions of British cinema, which is, you know, the kind of the kitchen sink realism and also the Powell and Pressburger side. And the great thing about this film is that it has a situation which is real. It's inspired by a news story that Faisal Bulifa read about in 2015 about a community turning on a mother. And so it's grounded in reality, but it also has a kind of a sense of confined epicness. It's like, it's almost like a Greek tragedy or a classic fable or a, you know, morality tale or a parable. And the genius of it is that it's shot in this format, which is a kind of, you know, boxy format, which on the one hand seems to trap the characters, but on the other hand reminds us that that format, Academy, is perfect for kind of intimate portraiture. And so what you get is this tension between, on the one hand, it's a story about two people and their very specific relationship. On the other hand, it's a much wider, much more all-encompassing story about the decisions we make, the moral judgments we make, the way in which we are swayed by our own sense of finding power in a circumstance in which we didn't think we had power, finding our identity by what the people around us think of us. And it at the heart of it is a question, which is, how is it that two people who at the beginning of the movie have been absolute friends for life, you know, matching tattoos, completely in sync with each other, how is it that they can get to a point that they are completely at odds with each other? And I mean, I can't recommend this enough. I think it's really, it's dealing with a difficult subject matter, and it's really, really sensitive and really interesting, and, you know, in no way exploitative. It's, in fact, one of the things it's about is the way in which the, you know, media, popular culture, gossip are all part of the same kind of, you know, exploitative broiling pot that you put people in a pressure cooker environment and they end up turning on each other. So I think from a directing point of view, it's really well done. And I think from an acting point of view, it's remarkable. The performances are all fantastically natural. And particularly, as I said, Roxanne Scrimshaw, who is I was so surprised. When I first time I saw the film, and I've seen it three times. The first time I saw it, I didn't realize it was the first thing she'd ever done. I just thought I hadn't seen her before. And I think it's, you know, the writer-director has had numerous plaudits for short films before. I think this is going to shape up as a really significant release. It's available on various different platforms, but significantly it's on BFI Player. It's called Lynn and Lucy, styled as Lynn plus Lucy. And I would highly recommend it. It's really remarkable. It doesn't have a BBFC certificate, but I think the recommended certificate is 15. That sounds right.
Why would that
right.
be? Why would it not have a certificate?
Because it's to do with streaming. It's to do with if you're not putting something out in cinemas, okay. You know, whether or not you have to have a certificate. So actually, there's quite a lot of streaming stuff that doesn't have a BBFC certificate, but has a recommended certificate. So anyway, Lynn and Lucy, Lynn plus Lucy, it's knockout. It's a really, really powerful film by, you know, great rising talent. And I would advise everyone to see it.